I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 616, The Street Preacher. D.L. Moody was not an intellectual giant, yet he did many great things for God. His ministry took place roughly around the time of the American Civil War in the 1860s in Chicago. He was basically an evangelist, but from his life and work came Moody Bible Institute and Moody Publishing. One of my favorite D.L. Moody stories is about the man who criticized him for the way he evangelized. Moody's response was, "What method of evangelism do you use?" To which the man replied, "I don't have one." Moody said, "Well then, I like mine better." It's easy to critique the way someone else shares Jesus, but if we don't really have a way to share Jesus ourselves, then we don't really have a leg to stand on, do we? This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all we've got. Part of that love is sharing with others the love of God. You know, you can find all kinds of books and programs on evangelism, such as neighborhood evangelism, friendship evangelism, the four spiritual laws, the wordless book, evangelism explosion, the Roman road, and the list goes on. Some methods I like very much, and others I don't like at all. But there's one method that's never appealed to me. What's that? Well, give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you that very interesting story that happened to me just a couple weeks ago, hear a portion of God's word, ask you a great question, and pray with you, and give you a challenge to love God by sharing the good news. You know, the Bible says to preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Always be ready to give an account for the hope that is in you. A couple weeks ago, my friend Paul took me to my first ever Seattle Kraken game. What's a Kraken? Well, the Kraken is the name for the Seattle NHL hockey team. They play in beautifully renovated Climate Pledge Arena in downtown Seattle. I took light rail from my house to downtown Seattle, and I was standing on 5th and Pine waiting to meet Paul and then take the monorail to the arena for the game. And while I was waiting, a group of street preachers set up shop on the opposite corner. They had a big banner about accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior and a portable speaker and microphone. Now, I often cringe when I see a street preacher, not because I'm ashamed of the gospel, but because I'm not sure people are really going to hear the true gospel at all. And I can see the disgusted faces and hear the caustic comments of the passersby, and I wonder how many are actually pushed farther away from Jesus instead of being drawn to him. But these guys were doing a pretty good job. They started by saying into the microphone that they were there to give good news, and then what they said actually sounded like it. So I was listening. They began by telling people that they were loved by God no matter what. God loved them. Now I'm still listening. They were told that God is not about religion, but about kingdom. Now I'm leaning in. John 14:6 was quoted, explaining that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, I wouldn't have done it exactly like they did it, but it was T2G. It was them loving God and loving others. Unlike many street preachers who seem to take joy in telling people that they're going straight to hell, they're dirty, rotten sinners, these guys, who were taking turns on the microphone, were offering hope, forgiveness, new life, a different life. I had to wait for Paul for about 30 minutes, and all the while I was listening and watching from my vantage point across the street as hundreds of people passed by. One guy with a backpack on, smoking who knows what, tattoos up his neck and onto his face, went over to the preacher, and I thought, oh boy, here we go. What happened next was golden. There was actually silence. The street preacher put down the microphone. He listened to the man's story and gently conversed with him for several minutes before going back to the mic. Now, I was too far away to hear their conversation, but the man stuck around, standing now on my side of the street, and I found myself praying for him that the good news of Jesus would touch and change his heart. Here's the great question. What's your reaction when you see a street preacher? And why do you react that way? And how does his method differ from your method of sharing the good news? Let's pray this prayer from streetpastors.org. Living God, we thank you for every street pastor, and we pray for them as they share your love with others. We ask for your protection and encouragement, your wisdom and courage, and an ever-deepening faith in and love for you. We pray for those they meet week by week in the pubs, the clubs, the late-night cafes, on the streets, and at the bus stops. May those who are lonely be warmed by your presence. Those who are bruised and hurting find healing in your love. Those who are ashamed and without hope be set free by your forgiveness and grace. Give us eyes to see as you see, hearts to love as you love, and words that can bring people life and peace through Jesus Christ. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 617. And in the meantime, when Paul walked up, it was time to go to the hockey game. But I was still thinking about what I had just witnessed. I don't ever see myself with a microphone on a street shouting at those passing by. But may God use us, you and me, in real tangible ways to let people know that God's love is true for them right now, as we, in our own way, become the street preacher.